The Shulchan Menachem, we're up to chapter Resh Chavov, 226. Here there's a lengthy sicha from the Rebbe discussing about what to do with shirayim. Those are items that one, food items that may contain chametz, or definitely contain chametz, that one has received from the Rebbe. And we know that Chassidim don't want to part from it, but the problem happens. What do you do before Pesach? Pesach, you can't hold, you can't have it, you can't hold the chametz. What do you have? What do you need to do? There's a story told that that the Rebbe Rashab started to go to Cheder. The Tzemach Tzedek had candies thrown at him. And he told him that the angel Michoel threw it at him. And on Erev Pesach, when they cleaned the children's pockets, they found those candies because he held on to them if it came from the angel Michoel. So he didn't want to eat them up. So he was holding on to those candies. And he told him to, he asked him where he is, and he had to eat them up. And the question was, why did he make him eat them up? There were different ways that it seems that one should be able allowed to hold on to them, either through selling it through a goy or through making hefker. There's a whole lengthy discussions, interesting discussions, which is beyond the scope over here, to figure out if there was other permissible ways of doing it. And the Rebbe also discusses what the that the sale, according to the Alter Rebbe, is a real sale, etc., etc. Many details over here. But the bottom line is that the custom is not to sell to a goy. We don't want to give the Rebbe's chometz to a goy or to be hefkerit. And therefore, the minig is actually to consume it all before Pesach, so that by Pesach you don't have anything of any chometz left over. And I guess you start again after Yom Tov. Yeah. Good.